Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's right.
Do it no matter what the people say.
No matter.
They don't even know.
They don't know you at all.
Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there that will help you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. If you haven't already, we'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And take our poll question, too. We ask a different question every week. It's right there on the homepage. When you click your answer, you can see how the poll's going so far. Marjorie Jobe is our guest. Her book is called Business Law, Battle Plan for Entrepreneurs. I recommend it to you, folks. This is a great resource to help you, you know, keep yourself out of trouble. And Marjorie, that's exactly what we're talking about here: is how to keep yourself out of criminal out of criminal charges.
That's right.
What do you think about a lot of the things you've been talking about could be avoided if companies who operate with those kind of dangerous elements, like chemicals and things like that, safety, et cetera, if they have, do you recommend they hire consultants who specialize in that, whose job it is to know the laws?
I do, yeah.
Those guys are not inexpensive, but they're cheaper than going to jail, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, or defending an investigation or dealing with an investigation.
Yeah.
It can be, you know, lawyers are very expensive, and these investigations take a long time, and a lot of times deal with documents that just are incredible. I know in the one example I shared with you with a client of mine, we got a warrant for a civil warrant for certain documents, and probably it took about 15 to 20 boxes to comply with the very broad warrant.
Mm.
And so I have to go through all the documents, and my staff has to bait stamp all of them so that we can prove what we provide.
Right.
Because if you don't provide everything, then that's a obstruction of
justice. They don't call it a federal case for nothing, do they?
No.
When somebody says, hey, don't make this a federal case, they don't say that for nothing.
That's right. And my, you know, number one advice to all of my business clients is that the first inkling that there is any kind of investigation, state or federal, but especially federal, they should hire a criminal law specialist, not their business law lawyer.
Right.
But a criminal law specialist who can advise them on the right way to answer and to respond.
And there are people who specialize in
with an
there's people who specialize in that agency too, don't they?
Yes, because you don't want to sit down with an investigator because your mind is innocent.
You just want to tell the truth, right?
Thinks that you can, you know, explain it away.
Are you saying, Marjorie?
Are
you saying it might not be about the truth?
Well, I'm saying it most times it's not.
Yeah.
It's sad, and it's hard to embrace that.
That's
as
the thing about lawsuits.
We don't
want
to believe it.
That's the thing about lawsuits that you learn is it might not be about the truth when you go to court.
That's right. And it's the same in the criminal arena.
Or as you said earlier, your intent.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, it's a sad situation, but you know, the reason I ask about the consultants and all that, folks, if you have the potential to wander off in these dangerous waters, you hire a consultant to keep you straight. You can budget for that kind of expense. You can budget for it, and it won't take you down. But Marjorie, I have seen companies, and you have too, faced with something like this that dropped into their lives. One day they're fat, dumb, and happy, you know, operating along, doing okay. And the next day they get hit with something like this that turns into a potential criminal charge. And a year later, they're out of business because they just couldn't defend themselves.
That's right.
And it began innocently.
Yes. And a lot of times what will happen, too, is that bank accounts will be frozen.
Yeah.
And then when the information hits the paper, then your customers quit you.
Or even if your bank accounts aren't frozen, your banker freezes.
Right. Exactly.
And see, you can't budget for that, can you, Mark?
No, you can't. And those are unintended consequences. I mean, even if you win the investigation, let's say you win it. In other words, you avoid an indictment of any kind or a criminal case. then you could still lose your business.
I know people who that's exactly what has happened to them. They were completely exonerated. In fact, the agency came back and admitted that they were wrong, but the company still went out of business.
Yeah, and then there's no remedy or consequence for that.
No, where do you go? There's no place to go for that. To get your reputation back, to get your business back. Hey, Marjorie, thank you for scaring the heck out of us today.
I'm sorry,
but you can always count on you, can't we, Mar?
Well, no. you have to be aware of these things.
Yeah. No, it was
as scary as they are.
I'm glad you came here. Will you come back another day? We need to talk to you some more.
Absolutely.
We've missed you. Thanks, Marjorie. Marjorie Jobe, ladies and gentlemen, Business Law Battle Plan for Entrepreneurs. That's her book. You got to check that out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.